Mason Wescomer again, a flam and welcome the days. He is about a mice he was. Yeah, it was less mice, it was a shah the words that we hold like Rav's din. That Rav said again, if an Isha sees dam, when she's given birth, when she has labor pains, so even though it's in the middle of the Yural of Yomim, so she doesn't come as over, but that one day she's tummy. It's not worse than dam neither, like she's tummy for that one day. That was Rav's Kiddush. So here the mice was that Rav told of Shayla that he was Chayza. So what happened here was again that Yeshela Baravina overruv the Kavos Rav. Shela Baruva Paskin like Rav. To say that what Yishas told me. So when Rav was about to be Nifta, the case here was, and Rav was about to die, so Rav told Ravasi, go tell Shela to change the Psak, because he himself was also being Chayza. He's retracting Rav himself. And he told him just to tell him. And he thought, Ravasi thought that Rav told him to put him into Nidu if he doesn't listen. So that was the Maisa, that Ravasi went to tell Rachel to go change around, and Rachel did not want to listen. So also Ravasi put him into Shamtu, Ravasi gave him a curse. So that was the Maisa, he asked him back, so aren't you afraid of the curse? So Maisa, and the Gemara was again, that Cholish Ravasi, Ravasi got sick because of this. And Ayla Bechamini, when he got very hot, he got heat, he got too very hot, he got very sick, he got a high temperature, Safku Mikru, they put him into cold. Yezalu Bikriru, when they put him into cold, it became too cold. Safku Mechamim, they put him back into hot water. Bakol put him Nach Nashi Ravashi, Ravashi was Nifta. Yes, this is the Gemara now, top here, the Flamed Zayin. That now it says, what did Ozol Shayla? So Shayla went now, and normally they saw, he went and told his wife, like, Shayla went to tell his wife, like he realized that he got a curse, so Shayla was afraid. He told his wife, prepare for me my tachrichim, as if he was going to die. The leleiz of Rav, they should not go and tell Rav, like this Rav Asi that was nifted, should not tell Rav what happened. Mili alavai, tell him about me. So tzvisi leiz avdosa, she prepared tachrichim his tachrichim, and nochnav shedeshel, and shel also was nifta. That was because of the curse that Ravashi gave him. But what happened afterwards, though, choza they saw, the Pochi Asta that was flying, his Asta was flying like Hadassim. That's usually what you put on top of a coffin, is a Hadassim Asta, may high Puri, the people saw it was flying like from one kever to the other kever. From Rav Asi's kever to Rav Asi's kever, to Rashayla's kever. So Amri, they said overall, that Shramina of the Rabbon and Pais, and some they made Shalom between the two of them. And therefore, it's okay. They made Shalom between the two of them. Again, on the Osi, that Rav Taka was Chayza. That our Mishnah says, if an Isha sees dam because of labor, so if it's joined Yud Aleph Yomim, she should come as over, she's not tummy at all, that dam is tor. The Torah says that dam is tor, she's only tummy if the dam comes out by itself, not because of the labor. Now the Gemara says, Boyi Rav, Rav has to shout like this, Kushi Mao Shetista Beziva. What's going to be the locha? An Isha that became a Zava, she saw 3 days in a row during her 11 days between one Nida and another Nida, and then she started to get labor pains, she didn't give birth, and she saw Dam then. So what happened was she saw already 4 days ago, 3 days in a row, and she started to count the Zayin Nikiyim. And in the middle of counting the Zayin Nikiyim, now she started to have labor pains, and now she saw Dam. So the question is this Dam now Saisa, does it take away the day she counted? She has to start over again or not? So like this, Dover Hametame Saiser. Anything that's Tame could be Saiser. Fahai Nami Mitame be a May Nida. And this Dam now that she sees would be Tame, if it would have been be a May Nida, says Kerb, but some girls be a May, if it would have been in the days that she become a Nida, this Dam would make a Tame. So therefore, this Dam that comes out now, even though it's not Mitame, but there is Zobom, because it's coming out Machmas labor, because the labor pains, but still it's enough to be Saiser. Therefore, if you start to count already, if you were designing a kiyum, now start to start over again. Oiduma, maybe, no, the Gemara says, Oiduma, maybe, Dover Hagurim Saiser. Fahai Lab Gurimu. Maybe the Gemara says, no, what Saiser only Zobra Dam that comes out, that if it would be making her into Zobra, this Dam would make her into a Zobra. But yes, since she's seeing this Dam while she's having labor pains, and if you see Dam, then it does not make you into a Zobra. Maybe this dam is not Saiser, it does not stop you from your Zayin Nikiyim. That was the Shaila here. This dam, if you see during the Zayin Nikiyim, is it only dam that would make you into a Nida? or any dam you see even down that comes machmas kushi, machmas the labor also is called saisa. That was Rabbi Shalom. So Mara says, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back to Rabbom, that oinis beziva yechiech. I'll bring you proof in oinis beziva yechiech. Shayna gurim, at least by a man. If a man sees the zav comes out of him, the oinis, by a man he's tore. But still the saisa. If a man became a zava, and then he started to count the zainikim, the middle of zainikim, the zava came out even the yonis, it is saisa. So here you see, even though the zava that comes out, the yonis, is not metam of the man, still it's saisa. So most omelay, so Rav answered back, lie, it's not true what you're saying. But still there's a difference. Hainami gurmu, I'll tell you, when a man sees zava yonis, it does cause some type of a tumor. It causes something to him. Because the Tanam learned like this. We learned before, Raw Riya Rishayin Nebrekin Oisai. When a man sees the first time is over, so you have to check him out to make sure it didn't come because of an anus. It wasn't because he ate too much or jumped, because if it did, then it would not be mitzvah to make him into a Zava. Shniya, the second time you see Zav, the same thing, Brekin Oisai, you also have to check him out to make sure it came Machmas Atzmai and not Machmas an anus. Shlishis, but the third time the man sees the Zava, the Zav is ain't breaking us, we don't have to check him out. Mashma, the third Re, even though it came out Bionis, still it's Mstarf, still it can make you be the high of the carbon. So even by a man, when he sees Bionis, it does something to him. So that's why it's Isa. It could be like by an Isha, when she sees a dam because of the labor pains, it's not Metamer at all, so maybe that dam is not Isa either. Therefore, Rabbi said there's no proof in this halacha from a man. The Mara still says, though, but Ula Rabbi Eleza, according to Rabbi Eleza Shita, the Yama that he says we had before, that he holds, Afish Lishi Boykinoi, so he holds no, that even the third time the man sees his Av, we have to check him out, we have to make sure it's not Machmasainis. Of course, if it comes Machmasainis, it does nothing, no tomb at all. If so, Hokinami, so you see, according to Rabbi Eleza, that even though the Zav that comes out by Inus is not Gurim any tum at all, still, if he already became a Zav, and now he has to count Zainikim, if the Zav comes out through an Inus, it is Saisa. Because he clearly, even though something's not Gurim Tumor, it could be Saisa. And so, Hochinam, the same thing then by the Dam, the Isha sees the Shashi has labor pains, Kivon Delay Gurim, it's Hochinami, Kivon Delay Gurim Le Sosar. I mean, this is a question, like Hochinam, according to Bleza, who should be, Kivon Le Gurim, since according to Bleza, that it's not Gurim any Tumor, Le Sosa, it should not be Saisa. And really, we know Taker is Saisa. So when it says no, Omalel, Reb Lez, Ochanam, and Echnam is Taker true, according to Reb Lez, it could be would not be Saisa. So far, it's not a question. Maybe since Reb Lez holds that if a man sees his Zav, Doinis, it's no term at all, so it could be if he does become a Zav, and now he has a Zayinikim, if he sees that through Doinis, and Echnami, maybe according to Reb Lez, it's Taker not Saisa. That's what Rebbe would say. But now, Toshma, come on, I'll bring you proof, not like that. Toshma, it says clearly that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, after Shlishis, even the third time the man sees his Zav, is Boykinoiso. You have to check him out. In other words, he's not Chayiv a Korbin unless he sees three times like not Machmasainis, it came out by itself. But Revi is the fourth time he sees. What do you mean the fourth time? It means after the man became a Zav, and he started to count the Zainikiyim. If he sees now a fourth time, that would be Saiser, his ain't Boykinoiso. You don't have to check him out. Mashm, even though the Zav comes out Machmasainis, still it would be Saisa. So my love Listira, doesn't it mean to say Listira that if you see now the fourth time, meaning in the middle of Zainikiyim, it's Saisa the days you started? So you see, according to Rabbi Lezer, even though a Ria through an Inus is not Metamiyu at all, but still it is Saisa. So you see, even though something's not Gurim Tumma, it could be Saisa. So versus later, it could be a Tapshan Rabbi Lezer. All Reb Lezer meant to say is that when the Zav comes out the fourth time, after the man has a Tumah Zav, now any Zav that comes out, even Machmas Einis, it itself is a Tip of Tumeyah. And it itself has Tumas Maso. Whatever carries it becomes Tumeyah. But then Echnami could be maybe it's not Saisa. Maybe the man, even though he started to count Zainikiyim, if he sees a Zav Machmas Einis, maybe still Tor. Because since such a Zav is not Gurim Tumma, maybe it's not Saisarita. So maybe it wouldn't be a Raya to Rav's Shaila. Tashma coming another proof. It says clearly, the Shlishis. The third time the man sees his Zav is Reb Lezer Mebreitkenoise. Reb Lezer says, yes, you have to check him out. In other words, if the third Riyah came out Machmas Oinus, he would not be Chai the Korban. But the fourth time the man sees him is after he became a Zav, and now he starts counting as Einikim. If he would see Zav now the fourth time, Ein Breitkenoise. So, Le Korban Omartiv Le Listira, he says clearly, that's only Le Korban. Amativ Le Listira means when do you have to check out only the first three times to make sure he's Chai the Korban. But once he's Chai the Korban already now, and he starts counting as Zainikim for Le Listira, means you don't have to check out. It means even though the Zav comes out, Machmas Einis, still it would be Saisa. So you see, the Chori, you see clearly, like Abaye says, you see clearly that even though this Zav Boinis is not Metamihim, it's not Gurm Tumma, still it's Saisa, it makes the Stira. So my answer is true. Elo, Le Reb Lezer Tifshet, the Dovish and the Gurm Saisa, true. According to Reb Lezer, you have a good proof. That even though when a man sees the Zav Bo'inis, it's not Matama, still later during the Zayin Akim, if he sees Zav Bo'inis, it is Saisa. So according to Reb Lezer, you have a proof. But Rav Shana was the Rabbonimai, what's going to be like according to the Rabbonin? The Rabbonin said, no, the third time for Korban, you don't have to check him out. So therefore, according to Rabbonin, there's no proof that the fact that Zav is Saisa, because according to Rabbonin, when Zav comes out, Bo'inis, it is Matama, it's Mechayv and Korban. So what's going to be the Rocha by a Zav or by a lady? If she sees Dav because of the labor pains, is that Dav Saisa or not? If that Dav is not Gurm any Tum at all, maybe it's not Saisa. So it will be according to Rabbanan. So what's the Toshma coming here? The Toni Avuad Rabavin. The father of Avin learned like this, that Ma Gurm Loi Zoivoi Shiva, just like a Zav is Gurm to him come Tommy for 7 days, that Ma Gurm Loi Zoivoi Shiva, the figure, therefore, Saisa Shiva. Therefore, if he sees Zav in the middle of the Zainakim, it's Saisa all the 7 days. So now, Ma Gorim Loi Kerav Yamechad, just like if a person sees Keri Shechva Zera, he's only telling me for 1 day. The figure, therefore, Saisa Yamechad, if a man became a Zav, and then he started to count Zainakim, and now in the middle of the 7 he sees Shechva Zera, so he's only telling me for 1 day, that's all, it's not Saisa. So now, my Shiva, what does it mean to say at the beginning that Ma Gorim Lo Shiva is Zoiva Shiva? What does that mean to say? Then if you want to tell me to Matama Shiva, that if you anoint him becomes a Zav, he's telling me for 7 days, Hai Ma Zoiva Toma Shiva Mi Boile. I should have said Zoiva Tamei Shiva. That if you become a Zav, you tell me 7 days, I should have said. What does it mean to say that Gorim Lo Zoiva? El Olav, it means to say like this, Nechura, that Dover HaGorim, something, a ziva that comes out, machmas atzmai, that causes him to become tamei, that's saisa. If you see that type of a zav during the zainikim, it stops the zainikim, you have to start over again. But dovashenagurim, but a zav that comes out, machmas einis, that does not cause you tumor, or else by yas, by an isha, if she sees the da, machmas aleda, that she does not become tamei, is einis saisa shmamina, this would be good proof. So this is according to the proof to Rav and Echanami that according to Rabban Shita, it would not be Saisa. If Anisha was a Zabi before she gave birth, and then Bishash she gives birth, she sees Dam, so that Dam would not be Saisa, the Zayniki, if you start with the count. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Naktinan, we hold that Ein Kaishi Saisa B'ziva. And Echanami, we hold like this, Svarataka, that we hold Taka that, like Rav just got from the same, that if Anisha sees Dam because of labor pains, so that dam is not Saisa or Zainikim. The Mishkach is Tanu the Yom is Saisa. If you find any place, any town that would say it is Saisa, you should know who Reb Lezer. That's Reb Lezer. We just got finished saying that according to Reb Lezer, it would be Saisa even though it's not a Gurim Lutumah. But according to Rabban, Lalocha would not be Saisa. Tani would learn like this. Rabbi Marinus Oimer, Ein Leda Saiseres Beziva. That you should know Leda is not Saisa Beziva. So we hold Taka, like the Rabban and Chita. The Venetia sees dam because of Leda, so just since that dam is not Gurma to become Tumazova, who did it's not Saisa. She still had to count the new Zainikim, and then she gives birth and sees dam because of the Leda, that dam is not Saisa the Zainikim. Now we burn the law, the question like this. Mao Shatala, let's say now again Sheisha was a Zova, and then she started to count Zainikim, and then she gave birth, and the Shah she gave birth, dam came out that day, so Shiloh is. Could those days we say now it's not Saisa? But are those days included in the Zainikim also or not? It's true it's not placed according to Rabbanim because that dam is not metamahom, but is that day that she sees dam included in the Zainikim or not? Here it's Machlokes. Abaye Omer Einus Seiseris V'Eino Oila. True it's not Seisa because it's dam that's not metamahom Torah Zelva, but it's not Oila in the Zainikim since for Maisa she saw dam that day, it's not that day does not count. Rav Omer No, that's Alocha, the Einus Seiseris V'Eino both. That since the dam she sees because of the Vlad, since that dam is not metamahom, Suwa then is not Saiser. And once that dam is not Saiser, it's like she didn't see dam. So therefore, that day is also included in the Zainikim. The Omer Rav says, Menor Minula, what's my proof? The Tani Vlon like this. The Pasuk says, V'acha Titoir. If Isha becomes a Zavo, she has to count Zainikim. So Adashin Acha Racha Lakulim means to say you have to count Zainikim straight without a break in between. Shaloi Te Tumum of Sekas Benayim. That you have to count 7 days straight of Torah without any break in between. So it's like this. You're telling Bishleima, Oilo, that she started to count as Zainikim, and she gave birth with Dam. So if you tell me now that day is Oilo is included in the 7 days, Hainud Leima, Sekis Tumma, no Tumma is Masik in between, it's good, it's 7 straight days of Torah. Elo, but if you want to tell me the way Abai learns, that Eino Oilo, this day that she sees Dam of Leida, it does not help you for the Zainikiyim. If so, how can you skip a day? If Sigle Leibda, so you're missing part of the 7 days, like how, you need 7 straight days. You can't have a break in between. So that's a riot to Rova that the day she sees Dam Leida, it's also Oila, and it counts for the 7 days of Nikiyim. Since that's not Dam, that would have made a Tomei Zava. For Abai, he answers back and says, no, Abai Yomaloch, the Pasuk means to say, Shloit Te Tumas Ziba Masagas Benei. That's what it means to say. When you count Zainikim, it has to be 7 straight days of not having a Zava that would have been Metamayu. But over here, you didn't have that. You saw it down the course of the Leda. That Dam is not Metamayu. So since that Dam is not Metamayu, it's not a kasha to say we do not include that day in the Zainikim. Since it's not a clear proof to Rava. Amar Rava says like this, how do I know my Yisraitaka to say that the day she sees Dam is not included in the Zainikim? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Mizoivoi Suidashin Mizoivov Leminigoi, that she has to have Zainikiyim not to see any Zav, but it doesn't bother with the fact she has Tumas Mitzvah, she could be a Mitzvah and still have Zainikiyim. Mizoivov Leminigoi, that she has a Zainikiyim from Tumas Zav and not from Dam Leda. Much even though she has Dam Leda, still she can count as Zainikiyim. So it's a riot to Rava. Rabbi Romalach, no. Tony learned like this, Chod, only learn one Josh here. Mizoivov Leminigoi, that even though she's counting Zainikim, if she becomes a Mitzvah, a Nega, still she could become tall. But Enoch Nami, if she would see Dam Leda, that would not include in the Zainikim. For the Gemara and Belatisna do not goris, Vulem Ledasai. That's the way Abaye would say. But Verova says no. Hai Mai, how can you say that? Because like this, it's good if you say, Mizoiva Vulem Ledasai. The Vidashra from this passage of Mizoiva to teach us that you have to count Zainikim. But it does not bother you if she sees Dam Leda or not. So I did the Yitzrach Le Leda. Since we need this Pasuk Mizoiv to teach us that Dam Leda does not bother the Zainikiyim, is Tani Niga. Who then it says whether the Loch Rosa the Tzaras is does not bother her Zainikiyim? Or to Leda because of Leda. But the Yika Pasuk we need is for Leda, not for Negoyim, like we'll soon see. But El, according to you, Abai, Eliyamit Mizoivai, for Leda Niga. If you want to tell me the Yika, this Pasuk is only to tell me that even though she becomes a Mitzaras, that does not stop her from having a Zainikiyim, but if she would see Dam Leda, that would stop that day from the Zainikiyim. If so, hi, this din of Nega Tzaras, that the Chiyitr Hazav Mizoiva Nafka, that we dash in Mizoiva Vlemi Nigoi. There's another post that teaches that Rosha, that the main thing of Zainikiyim is to stay tall from Dam Ziva, but in fact she becomes a Mitzaras does not bother us. So according to Bayi, what do we need the first Pasuk Mizoiva for? Smur says true, Vabaya Bais like this, Chad Bezav, Chad Bezava. Both Sukma are talking about that she needs Zainikiyim not to see Zava. It's not talking about Yeledis. But, and both we need to teach us that a Mitzaras does not bother us. That even though she has Tumas Mitzaras in the middle of Zainikiyim, still she could have Zainikiyim. And one is by a man, one is by a lady, Utsri Chalitu Psukim. Because Rachman and Bezav, third word just written by a man, by a Zav. That if he's counting as Zainikiyim, and then it becomes a Mitzaras. It does not bother us. I would not learn out a lady from a Zav. Why? By a Zav, we see the Torah was Mekel. He doesn't become Tum if he sees his error, the Zav, because of an Oinus. Aval Zavavo by a lady, Timetama Bionis, but see the Torah was Machmir, even though she sees a dam because of an Oinus, still she's Tum Zavavo. Eimeloi, made by her, she becomes a Mitzras in between. He can't have Zainikim. It's Tricha, therefore, even another person is Benisha. If so, let the Torah just like Benisha. No. Because Rachmana Bezavavo. Bishum d'loy metame b'riyas kibiyomim. Isha also has a chumrah that she only becomes tum if she sees 3 days in a row, not the same day. Avol zaba by a man timetame b'riyas kibiyomim. If he sees 3 times the same day, he becomes tum. If there was machmor him a maloy, so maybe his tire also has to be a tire that he has no tumas mitzras in between. His tricha. Therefore, I need a second process to teach me even by a man also. That when he's counting a Zainikim from a Zav, what's placed only if he sees again Zav. But if he becomes a Mitzaraf, that does not stop him from becoming Tor, from the Zainikim. Omer Abai, so far Rava wanted to bring proofs, but Abai raised it back. Now Abai is going to say what his proof is. Again, Abai says the Shver Aloch here, that Abai says that if she sees the Zam Ledom, that even though it's not Saisa, but that day is not included in the Zainikim. So Omer Abai says like this. How do I know this? Minua minolo tetani. We learn like this. The pasuk says, "Devoisa titma," that an isha has tumas nida. So the rabbi says, "Boyela." Teach us that a man that lives with a nida, he also becomes tama like a nida. Again, "Devoisa titma," we dash, and the rabbi says, "Alelis." Even though the pasuk says, "Yomim," lav dafka, does the man become tama only for the daytime, even the nighttime, mostly tama. So titma we dash, and the rabbi says, "He alleged bizarre gave dovra." That she has to still watch herself to have Zainikim. So now, what does it mean to say here? There were rabbis, as he led this desire, when Isha gave birth when she was Atuma Zavrana, that she has to count her Zainikim. My love doesn't mean to say Nikim Aleda, that she has to have Zain days, 7 days clean, even from Dam Leda. She see if she sees Dam Leda, she gives birth and sees Dam, then even though that Dam is not say so, but that day is not included in the Zainikim. Samura says, my love Nikim Eleda. Samura says, Loi, it means Midam. Maybe it means to say that she has to be clean completely, not seeing any Dam at all. So it just means, though, that she sees now seven, she goes by 7 days without any Dam, that's called Zainikim. But maybe if she sees the Dam later, maybe that's no good. Or means like this. No, my love, Nikiyim Mileda. So it says Loi Midam. By Nikiyim Mileda, Shleite Leda Benayim. The Afagav Lechozia commanded Chozidomi. So you may Leda Timayim Beleidam. So I would have thought to say maybe the Yimei Leda alone is no good. Kamashma, no, the Yimei Leda alone is good. Just as she sees Dam, that's what's no good. So again, there's no proof to Abaya. The Yom Rabbi Abaye said like this, though still, Minua Minua, how do I know my Yisoy? The time went like this. The Pasuk says, Kimei Nidoso, Kach Yimei Leidoso. That just like she's tummy for 7 days of Nido, the same way when she gives birth, she's tummy 7 days, the same type of a tumor. So it means like this, Ma Yimei Nidoso. Just like when Isha becomes a Nido, Ein Ruyi Leziva, like the 7 days she's a Nido, it's not fit to become a Zava. Because that's the way the period works. The first time she sees, she becomes a nida, and she's tummy for 7 days. And first after the 7 days, then the next 11 days, if she sees 3 days straight, she could become a zava. But while she's a nida, she can't become a zava. So like this again. So ma yemay yemay nida and ruim is eva. During those 7 days of nida, she can't become a zava. V'yein sviras shiva oila mehen. Maybe those 7 days if you start counting for nidus can never help for Zainikiyim because she can't be a Zava. Is af Yimei Ledosa, the same thing is that after you give birth the next days that you tell me the next 7 to 14 days Shem Ruim Leziva, that since those days you're not fit to become a Zava, because Dan you see then is called Machmas Leda, so it's not called Damas Metamiyu Yom Kam Zava. Is Zain Svi Rashiv Olamem Huadin, these 7 days are not included for Zainikiyim. So Kozaman, you have Tumas later on you, those days are not included in the Zainikim. This will be a Raya to Abaya. That even though it's not Saisa, For Rav says no, Rav Amani Reb Lezer, this goes according to Reb Lezer. The Yoma Mister Nami Sosra, no. Reb Lezer holds that the Dam Leda that we had before, even though it's not Gerim Tuma, but it is Saisa. So according to Reb Lezer, it's very good. Since it's Saisa, that's why you can't include these days in the Zayinikim. The Enechnam, according to Rabbanin Shita, that the Dam Leda is not Saisa the Zayinikim, so at the end of the day she sees Dam, that if the Leda, it could be included in the Zayinikim. Now the Gemara's time is, how could you learn out Yimei Leda from Yimei Nida? V'chidonen Efsha Mishi Efsha. That's by the Yimei Nida. The reason why those 7 days can't help you for Zayinikim is because it's not possible to be a Zava then. When you become a Nida, you can't be a Zava. By Shekhan here, when she gave birth, that she could be a Zava. She gave birth because she was a Zava before. So maybe now the Yimei Leda would be Olu L'Zayinikim. How could you learn out Yimei Leda from Yimei Nida? Yimei Nida is not possible to be a Zava then. But here by Yimei Leda that you could be a Zava, so maybe in Echnam, maybe these days of the Tumas Leda could be earlier for the Shivas Nakiyim of a Zava. How can you learn out? Efsha, mi Efsha. So Meretz is Echnam, Yom Rav Achtavoy, Barami, Reb Lezi, goes according to Reb Lezi Shita, he takes says other places, the Yom he holds, that Donan Efsha, Mishi Efsha, yes. You could learn out one from the other, even though one is impossible. But so are still there's a Hekeshia. Still there's a Limud laying on one from the other. So Sheshu Zama better. Akorcha Chakeshin Akosav. Here it's better. It's not just on the Limud, but there's a Hekeshia over here. Torah says right next to it that you may lay this like you may need her. And so when the Torah says a Hekesh, then the Klal is Ein Meshivan on the Hekesh. You can't ask any questions on the Hekesh. So then the Torah says the Ferish, the Rabbi Ataka that the you may lay this is not Ola for the Shivas Nakim. Ika the army is something like this. Ika the army is Omer of Achta Vobarami, Omer of Sheshis, Reb Lezi, that this price goes according to Reb Lezi, the Omer he owes, Doron Efsha, Mishi Efsha. And Reb Pop was the one that answered, said, no, Reb Pop, Omer, Akoka Akashin Akosav. You don't have to say that it goes only according to Reb Lezi, it goes according to everybody. Even though usually you do not learn out Efsha, Mishi Efsha, but over here it's different, since there is clearly the Sekish. It says, you may lay there, is like you may need there. Says if there's a special pasuk over here, therefore we learn out. It says Kimeini Dosa, Kachimei Ledosa. Now the Mishnah said, Kosha saw Shloisha Yomim, if she had labor pains for 3 days, and she saw those 3 days, so Lachor if she's tall, she has no Tumah Zava. Because that's a Lachor that the Zava comes Machmas Leidah, it's tall. Ibor of a question like this, what's going to be Shofso Mizeh U Mizeh? So the Mishnah says that the Mishnah says if she's 3 days, she's Tomei. What's going to be though, if after she saw 3 days, then she stopped seeing, she stopped feeling the pains for 24 hours? So then we say she's Tomei. Then it's a proof to say that the Dam did not come because of the Leda. The Dam came by itself. The Mishnah says, what does it mean to say she stopped having the pains? That not that she stopped seeing Dam, she started to saw Dam even the fourth day. Just the fourth day, she had no labor pains. So again, if first she saw 3 days in a row Dam, and during those 3 days she had labor pains. Then the fourth day, complete day, it stops the labor pains. Even though the Dam is still coming, that's the case that we say she has Tumah Zava. Because then we say that the Dam she saw before was not because of the Leda, because you see the Leda stopped, the pains went away now for 24 hours. That the proof before was not because of the Leda. The other one is the burden of the question like this. What's going to be Shofsa Mizeh Mizeh Mal? Let's say these next 24 hours she stops from both. She does not feel any labor pains and she also stops seeing Dam. But she saw 3 days ago in a row and those 3 days she had labor pains. What's the locha? So Chizduwama Temeya. Yeah, but is she Tamei? Of course, since she stopped feeling the labor pains, it's not called Machmas Leda anymore. Therefore, she's Tamei. Rabbi Chanin Wama Teira. No, she remains Teira. Of course, we'll soon see why. So Amr Rabbi Chanin says like this. Moshul is an example why he says that she's like a Teira, because he still holds that it's called those 3 days she saw down because of the Leda. Aye, she stopped having labor pains. But like an example, the Melech Shiyotza, he's going out, he's about to come into the city, for Chayelos of Lefonov, and his army goes in front of him. Is Biyadua Shechliyosa Shemelechem, we know this is the army of the king. In other words, here also, the Maisa, she saw 3 days of Dam, and she had labor pains. So that Dam is because of the Leda. Just the next day, the fourth day, she stopped from both, from Leda and from Dam. So the pshat is right now, it's resting right now, before the melech, before the vlad comes out. What she saw before was because of the Leda. Shas of Chinina holds though, but the Mishnah means the case where she stops seeing that, feeling the pains, but she's still seeing dam. Then it's a proof to say that the dam became before was not because of the leidah. Because we see even though now the leidah stopped, still she's seeing dam. So that's when the Mishnah says that she's Temeya. But in the case where she stopped from both the fourth day, from pains and from dam, then Uchlina says, and Uchnami, that she's Torah. Then we say the first dam that came before is because of the leidah. Now, yeah. The other one says, Rav Chizdut, he says, no, Rav Chizdut holds that the Meister still she's Temeya. Omar, Kol Shekein, the boy Nofish, Chalasat Fei. That's for sure, the Meister, now that she stopped both, she stopped. That we said it's not because of the leidah. Because if it would have been because of the leidah, then for sure she should have seen more. You don't stop, you keep on seeing more and more dam. But since she stopped for 1 to 24 hours not to see any more dam, even though the pains also stopped, then we say the first Ria was not because of the leidah, and therefore should be tummy. That's the machlokes of Chizdut and Chanina. To now go to our Mishnah of Yeshua, Imer, Laila v'yoyim k'leil Shabbos v'yoyimai. That means to say that she has to stop a complete day and night. Shevshofsa min atzav loy min adam. So clearly, what's called shofsa, she stopped from labor pains, but not from the dam. So here's the raya to Rabbi Chanina. Taima de min atzav loy min adam. Ho mizeh mizeh toiro. If so, it's a raya to Rabbi Chanina, it used to be kashan of Chizda. Omloch Chizda, Chizda says, Enechanami, loy mi boy mizeh mizeh de temeya. Not only she stops from both, that she's temeya, why the poskula chalios legamri? It stopped the chalios legamri. Avu minat tzav. In case we should only stop seeing the tzav, lemin adam, not from the dam. Emma would have thought to say ki hechad imidam leposko. Since she didn't stop seeing the dam, mikushinam leposko. It's not really called stop the labor pains. She's still in the middle of labor. For high that she doesn't feel the pains, tunva biyamu dinokad lo. It's like she has like she's nervous right now. So that takes away the pains, and maybe still in the middle of the labor. So it's still called the dam is coming machmas the labor. That maybe Takashi should be. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.